Hey everyone, welcome back to Drive On. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and today my guest is Stephanie Weaver, the Warrior Path Program Manager at Camp Southern Ground. And we're going to dive into a much needed topic today, discussing the Warrior Path Program and how it supports the active duty service members, veterans, first responders, and all those who are experiencing traumas that they've gone through. And we're also going to share a little bit about what Camp Southern Ground has to offer. So before we get into all that, Stephanie, I want to welcome you to the show. I'm really glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm very honored to be here and excited to tell you more about Warrior Path and Camp Southern Ground.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start off with Warrior Path. Tell us a little bit about what Warrior Path is, what the program is, how it differs maybe from other support programs that are out there, and kind of all about Warrior Path.
Great, thank you. Yeah, so Warrior Path differs from the other programs that are out there because we are non-clinical. Warrior Path is not therapy, it's not treatment. It's not even a retreat. It is a training program based off of the concept of post-traumatic growth. So we hear about post-traumatic stress. We get the label of having PTSD or anxiety or depression. And then we tend to feel like this is the best that life is going to be because of the service we gave or continue to give. Whereas when we come to Warrior Path, you learn a variety of different practices and concepts all based off of post-traumatic growth.
I like that concept of post-traumatic growth. I've heard it before from some other folks, and hearing it now from you, it just kind of reminds me of that, because sometimes when we're talking about things like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, we kind of get stuck in that past, in whatever it was that happened to us back then, and that becomes almost like a defining moment. Like, I am a victim of whatever this trauma was that I experienced, and that's who I am. And it's hard to pull yourself and kind of separate yourself from any sort of trauma, and you get stuck and you don't know how to move forward and move on from that. And that's what that term post-traumatic growth gives me the hope that there's something new. There's something better. I don't have to be stuck as a victim of whatever this trauma happened to be. Could you tell us a little bit about the kind of the background of Warrior Path and kind of how it got started, and why it got started, and how that can now has led to the creation of this program, and how it can help folks who are going through it, and maybe describing a little bit about what that background was.
So Warrior Path was created by a guy named Ken Falk and Josh Goldberg. And Ken Falk was a Navy EOD tech, and when he retired from the service, him and his wife would go visit service members at Walter Reed that had lost limbs or that were just struggling with some type of mental health. And what they realized, because they'd bring them out to their farm, which was there in Virginia, and what they found was that the typical approach or the mainstream approach to mental health just wasn't enough. And there had to be something different, and there had to be something more. And so Ken started this journey trying to find that, and he went to a lot of different places around the country and programs. And what he ended up finding was at UNC Charlotte with two professors, Dr. Rich Tedeschi and Lawrence Calhoun, and they had coined this term called post-traumatic growth back in 1995. And he asked them, do you think that this would work for the warrior community? And they said, absolutely would work. And they showed him studies that they had done from the Hanoi Hilton, and how did these prisoner of wars come back and be able to function, and not only just function, but go on and to live great lives after having been through such a traumatic experience of being tortured and starved, and be able to come back where a majority of us thought they were going to come back and not be able to be the people that they were before they left. And so that's where this whole concept of post-traumatic growth came from. Is again, it's not with post-traumatic growth, it is focused on the aftermath of the trauma, not on the specific event, which is what PTS is and PTSD is focused on.
Right. And I like the focus on that, the aftermath. You know, what's next? That's okay. Yeah, sure. That thing happened. We can acknowledge that it happened. It's not like we're trying to hide it or anything, but let's focus on the what's next, what's in the future. And you know, we all experience trauma in one form or another throughout our life. No one's going to be immune to it. I wish we could be. That would be nice if there was some program out there that completely made you immune to any sort of trauma, right? but it doesn't happen that way. It's not realistic, I don't think. And you know, as great as it sounds, even it may not be even the best thing. I've talked to some people who have, they had cancer or something, and they had not a great diagnosis, and they ended up beating it, and they got better, and they survived, and now they're thriving. And sometimes it sounds so counterintuitive, but some of them are like, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait, what? Come again? But the lessons learned, like through this growth, without that traumatic experience, they may not have experienced the growth that comes from it afterwards. I'm not saying that everyone needs to go get into a car accident or go start smoking cigarettes so they get cancer and all that kind of stuff. Don't do that to yourself. Like, don't go purposely do that. There's enough stuff going on in the world that eventually something unfortunately will happen. But it's how do you deal with that, and how do you get those tools or those resources to carry along with you that you can. You may not need it every single day. You might, especially early on, you might need it. But once when you kind of learn those tools and resources, maybe it's something that you now just go back to when something unexpected happens, or a trigger comes up, or something like that. You have those tools that you can now go back to and help you continue move forward. Right? Is that kind of what the Warrior Path program, what people can kind of hope for to get out of the program? Maybe you can talk a little bit more about that, what that whole process looks like too.
Sure. Yeah. It's, again, there's no guarantees with Warrior Path. Like I mentioned, it's a training program. Mm-hmm. So it's 75 contact hours that you come for a week, followed on by 83 days of basically follow up, and connection is really what it's a course that you work through. But the course is all just designed of just keeping connected with people that have been through Warrior Path and just reminding you of the concepts that you learned. So when people come to Warrior Path, we don't call them tools. And to share a little bit about my story is I needed something that I could use every single day rather than run into a doctor's office or to a therapist's office. Which I thought was my only option at the time. I thought that was just going to be my new norm. I wanted something before I walked into Walmart or before I walked into a restaurant to eat with my family. Okay, what can I use now? Or even just sitting here in the house when we're alone with our thoughts, what can I use? And so that's what we do at Warrior Path. We have five domains of post-traumatic growth, which are personal strength, deeper relationships, appreciation for life, spiritual and existential change, and new possibilities. And so we have this roadmap that we use when you come to Warrior Path, and we teach you a variety of wellness practices. We talk about disclosure, about saying the things that are just with people that we trust that we just need to get out and say out loud. So again, you learn a different practices because we like to use that term rather than tools, because when I was struggling, I was tired of going to my toolbox. I didn't want to feel broken anymore. Mm-hmm. I needed something that I could use. And you think about the professional athletes or even our warrior training, we had to practice at something to be proficient. And so that's what we do at Warrior Path, is we provide different practices that you can use so that you can use it any time of the day whenever you need it.
Yeah. And I had used the term tools, earlier, and To me, the analogy of a toolbox is there's something functional that I need to use a tool because there's something that maybe it's broken. I need to fix it. You know, you know, something came loose and I had a screw loose and I have to retighten that screw or, hammer a nail, into something to fix something. And that was kind of the visual that I had, as you're talking, it's like, okay, well, maybe it's not the best visual because you have something that needs to be fixed, but maybe that person isn't broken, right? Mm-hmm. That person's responding in a normal, natural way to an abnormal, unnatural kind of event, right? Yeah. It may be a natural event, depending on what the situation is, but it's not a normal event that you go through, on a daily basis. You're not in a car accident every single day. You're not in combat every single day. You're not, all these things are not having to every single day. It's not a normal thing to have to endure those types of traumas. And so you react the way a normal human would. And so it's not that you need to be fixed. It's you just need to know how to cope with those things, right? And so that's something that, to your point, you do need to carry that around with you. It's not a tool that you go, let me go grab that screwdriver because that screw's coming loose and I got to go fix that screw. It's something that you keep with you on a daily basis. So you're handling things before they become problems, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's more of a preventive maintenance, I guess, as we call it. And the reason why we do these, it's also not just because we want to be able to react better. We want to be able to respond. Mm-hmm. So because of the things I had seen and experienced, my family got the worst of me. And when I come home and, for instance, my son would spill Cheerios, I would react on him. Mm-hmm. And where if I just had taken a moment to take a step back, do some of the practices that I'd learned, I could have then connected with him and responded so that now he's not terrified if he has an accident like that. Right. So that's where these things are more of a preventive maintenance type thing. So yeah, changing oil in your car.
Yeah, right. I was actually going to use that exact example, changing the oil in your car, changing your tires. You want to do that before your engine starts smoking, mm-hmm. right? You want to change your tires before they are completely bald and, you have no grip on the road and
that's right.
You end up causing an accident. That's when things need to be fixed. Mm-hmm. It's not that there's anything wrong. It's normal that your tires mm-hmm. wear out. It's normal that the oil level gets low as you use the car because that's just what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you did anything wrong. It's not like, I drove my car too much and that's why the tires are bald. Well, okay, fine, but fix it. Change those tires out and then you don't have a problem, right? Yeah. And it's not anything that needs fixing. It's just something that needs addressing. And that's, I think a much better way to look at it than the toolbox analogy that I was giving before, is just that preventative maintenance. When we did it in the military all the time on, our vehicles, on our weapons, on all sorts of things. You do that preventative maintenance so that when you need, to be at your peak performance, you can be at your peak performance without having all this equipment breaking down. Same thing with us. We're built like that too. We need maintenance as well. We need to take care of ourselves, both physically and mentally, mm-hmm. And make sure that we come to whatever situation in our life as the top level that we can be, with the most potential. I love that visual. I'm very much into analogies and trying to, make comparisons to other things in real life. So, this is all real life, your everyday day-to-day life that people can latch on to that yeah, I get the fact that I need to change oil in my car or change the tires or even put gas in the car. You know, all those things are just a normal, natural occurrence that, that happens through the usage of the vehicle. You know, normally, we don't see a traumatic event, but when we do, we need to have some sort of way to deal with that and what type of maintenance is involved. So that way we don't flip out when, you know, our kids make a little mess or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's not uncommon, that type of reaction happens. So if people are out there listening to it and thinking, like, oh my gosh, I'm such a monster because I'm, you know, reacting this way. No, obviously you shouldn't react that way, but you did, but it's normal. People do this. But there's better ways to handle that, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And again, you know, that struggle is always going to be there. Again, we'd be really rich people, and it'd be great to solve all the problems in the world. We have an analogy that we use, a light switch. So we're mm-hmm. either on or off all the time. And so it's, when you come to Warrior Path, it's just learning on how to instill that dimmer switch. Because it's a training gap. You're not, mm-hmm. it's not a flaw in your character because of the struggles that you're going through, which we kind of beat ourselves up like, gosh, I'm a horrible person because I can't connect with my family. It's a training gap. No one trains you how to then leave the service, or even with first responders. I mean, every day that, you know, they go to battles in my eyes, you know, they don't mm-hmm. know what they're going to encounter. And then they have to come home and then function normal.
Yeah.
No one told you on, hey, this is some training that, and how you can now not be so reactive. You can respond in a way that you can still connect, because you're right. That struggle is going to come. That flat tire is going to come. Even if you right. just change your tires, things are great. That flat tire is going to come. But how do you respond to that?
Yeah, exactly. How do you respond, and what do you do with that? And I like another analogy. I'm big on these things, but another one that you used was that dimmer switch, mm-hmm. Where, yeah, sure, there may be times when you need to turn it up to 10, and you need to be full on, and the military does a great job at having you go from 0 to 10,
right?
It's our training. Instant. That's our training. Yeah. And they want you to, because there's no going into combat half-assed and saying like, oh yeah, maybe I'll fight if this happens. And it's mm-hmm. like, no, you're going into fight, and that's it. Like, there's no question about it. You just go in, you fight, you do your job, and you get out. And so that's kind of the mindset that we had drilled into us.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's all or nothing. When that cereal hit the floor, it's like, well, that wasn't supposed to be there. It wasn't supposed to be like that. So now I gotta crank it up to 10 to address that situation, and yell and scream and everything like that, because we don't have that dimmer switch
That's
installed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we can dial that back down, like, sure, there may need to be some sort of reaction, especially if it was like a correctable thing, like they purposely threw it on the floor.
Sure.
It's like, okay, well, sure. As a parent, you should correct the kid, but not by becoming a drill sergeant and screaming in their face and, you know, all that kind of stuff, because that isn't helpful.
Mm-hmm.
That just instills fear and isn't really what you want when you're talking about, you know, situations like that. Now, they're about to run out in the street and get hit by a truck. Yeah, sure. Crank it up to 10. But, you know, they're two completely different scenarios, right? And so I like that analogy that you put that. So I know you had described it as non-clinical, mm-hmm. the program. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is specifically versus a more clinical approach, and kind of what the differences are between those two, just in case any of the listeners are confused on the difference between that and like what it is that you're referring to.
Sure. Yeah. And I'll do my best with the difference. Again, you know, with therapy and I was on 11 different medications when I mm-hmm. left the service. I tried therapy, and I go in feel okay maybe for an hour, talk to them, maybe connect, maybe not connect. And then on a lot of meds that really, I think, just made it worse for me. Whereas Warrior Path, again, it's not clinical. We're not going to sit around in a circle. We're not going to tell a bunch of war stories. It's really just coming and getting training. And we even call it a leadership program, because with warriors, we don't have a monopoly on trauma. You kind of mentioned it earlier that everyone has some type of trauma, and so it's really about getting back out there into the community and also helping them, because they don't have the same resources that we do.
Right.
And so that's another analogy of and why we're different, is that we don't need a professional license to go out and talk about post-traumatic growth and just connect with people, which we know connection is such an important thing. I mean, the Surgeon General's talking about loneliness. There's a Harvard study on adult development that's been going on for many years regarding loneliness. And so that's one of the big things we talk about, is how do we go connect with civilians? Because most of our interaction is with civilians. That's what makes us different. It's not just a, hey, quick pill. It's a lifestyle change. It's mm-hmm. a lifestyle choice. It makes Warrior Path a little bit different.
Well, and the good thing, too, about what you're just talking about, reaching out to other people outside of the first responder, veteran, military communities, you're right, 100%, that the vast majority of people we're going to interact with are not involved in those communities at all. They may not have any even family members or any sort of connection to mm-hmm. those communities. And so their understanding of what those people go through, I'm not saying they're incapable of understanding, it's just not on their radar.
Right.
It's not going to be that big of a understanding from them. And then you get that conversation going, and you make that connection. And 100%, you're right. Other people are going to, regular civilians are going to have traumas in their own life. And if we can share and spread some of these ways of coping and dealing with these things with those folks, imagine if everyone had these things. If mm-hmm. this was just standard procedure that, kindergarten, first grade or something, I don't know what the age appropriateness is for this. And we just start teaching these kids how to deal with life as it happens to them, the traumas of life, because things eventually will happen to them. How much better off would society be, if everybody just had this? I feel like it's a, it's almost like one of those things where it's like, we shouldn't keep this a secret. We got to spread this out. And
yes.
So to your point, when you get out there in that community and you're talking to other people, you're helping to spread that awareness, mm-hmm. Not only of the things that first responders and military folks go through, but also how to deal with those things and grow from those things and kind of use that as a springboard to something bigger and better down the line, right?
Right. That's the ultimate goal. When Ken Path or Ken Falk and Josh Goldberg really created this, was to go out there and make it a common term. And again, there's going to be times that, of course, in my opinion, that people need to go to therapy. They need something a little bit deeper. They need something there.
Yeah.
So again, it's not bashing therapy. It's not bashing medication. But there's a better way, mm-hmm. a different way of doing things.
Yeah, for sure. And again, just to be clear, this is in no way intended to bring you on to bash anything like that. Those are 100%. Valid options for people. For full disclosure, I'm in therapy right now, and so mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not anti-therapy at all. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest things for me, especially with the show, having so many veteran and military connected people listening to the show, I want to provide options and let people know that there are other things outside of traditional therapy, where mm-hmm. you and a therapist sitting on a couch and going pouring your heart out and doing all this stuff. Like, there are other options, and this mm-hmm. is one of them. It's one of those approaches that you may not be aware of, If you're coming out of the service, I know they give you lots of resources and information for things that are available to you now that you're becoming a veteran. And, you know, you're still trying to figure out what a veteran is, and you're trying to figure out what do I want to be when I grow up after the military? And, you have all these other questions and all the information that they give you. It's like drinking from a fire hose. It's so much information. And if you don't need it right then and there in that moment, you're probably going to end up forgetting it. And so, yeah, granted, I have had a lot of episodes, and I'm not expecting anybody to sit there and listen to every episode that I've had on this show. But I like to highlight some of these resources, and hopefully, you know, it's hitting the right people at the right time. You know, but that's why I want to have people like you on to talk about these types of resources. Now, in addition to the Warrior Path program that you offer, tell us a little bit more about Camp Southern Ground and what that camp is all about and what people can expect from that as well.
Yeah, so with Camp Southern Ground, I'm trying not to get emotional talking about how awesome this place is. So, and I kind of mentioned when I was really struggling, I was lost. I didn't have any purpose. And I, to the point of isolation, not so much with self-medication, much so with alcohol, but like with food, with just doing nothing. I made a plan to commit suicide, and in that process, I thought, well, maybe I just need to go back to work. And so I started to search for a job, and we were moving up here to Georgia. We retired, me and my husband both retired on the same day. We moved up here to Georgia where he was from. And anyway, I found this job at Camp Southern Ground. So I was hoping they would hire me for this program that they have there called Warrior Week. But to back up a little bit and to tell you a little bit what camp is about. So Zach Brown from the Zach Brown Band, he grew up going to summer camp. That's where he learned how to play guitar. And so he had said one day that he wanted to have a summer camp of his own. And so the camp that we run during the summer months is an inclusive camp. It's for kids that are neurodiverse, kids that would never be able to afford to come to summer camp, and kids of military members. And so he creates this camp, and it's a beautiful, it's 400 plus acres. It's absolutely stunning. Well, what do we do in the months that we're not doing summer camp? And so then they created these warrior programs because of Zach's passion to serving the veteran community. And so Warrior Week, going back to Warrior Week. So when I went to Warrior Week is, it's not as structured as PATH. And what is Warrior Week going to provide is what makes me awesome. Now that I'm no longer serving, now that I don't wear this uniform, what is great about me? And how can I go and use that in whatever profession I go into, whatever it may be, a job, it may be volunteering, whatever it may be. So we do Clifton Strengths coaching when you come to Warrior Path, which has been amazing for me to go and focus on my strengths, not like what I'm not so great at, but what am I really good at, what I enjoy doing. And then we do your Enneagram, so one of the oldest personality assessment, and how you go to relate with others, which is again very helpful, because in the military you just kind of, hey, here's your team and you just go,
right?
So that's what the Warrior Week program, and it was very helpful for me because that's when I learned about PATH. So then we obviously do Warrior Path, and then we also do Warrior Song, which is for veterans that songwrite, that play an instrument, that are out there and they just want to connect with other members that are doing the same thing. So we do that once a year, and we also have family camp about four times a year where we bring out families over a weekend that come and they can just connect, learn how to connect with each other, learn more about camp. So, and all of our programs are free, no cost.
That's amazing, because there's a lot of resources there, a lot of programs that you offer, and a huge facility that you just mentioned, you know, in having having such a huge facility, I'm sure there's costs. And so I'm amazed to hear that, you know, there's no cost to the participants who go through these programs. That's pretty amazing.
Well, and let me backtrack real quick. Summer camp, sure. There is a cost.
Okay. Yep.
But there's a tiered system with that. Okay. And so we work with every single family member with summer camp costs and stuff like that, because it can be pretty expensive.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful too. Because I think you said with the summer camp program, there's some kids who may not ever be able to attend a summer camp, just financial, you know, right. other reasons that they are not able to. Working with them makes that possible. And, I think that's a great thing too for those kids, and, you know, getting that social interaction and, you know, connection with other people. I think that's pretty great too. And you know, that'll grow into bigger, better, stronger people, you know, down the line too. So, hopefully working yourself out of a job, you know, making it so that, you know, all these people that, you know, have they, you know, obviously they're not going through the Warrior Path program or anything like that. It's, you know, more of a traditional kind of summer camp, versus a, you know, that other kind of program. But, it's still, you know, building some better people along the way. Right.
My son has autism. Okay. And so he's been to camp 2 years in a row, and just for him to be able to go and be welcomed, as a normal kid is mm-hmm. huge for me. And then of course, then I want to give back even more. So I want to go and spread tell everyone about our programs, just because how much it had an impact with me and my family. So,
yeah, absolutely. Now I know you're in, you mentioned you're in Georgia. Mm-hmm. For folks who are not in that geographic area, are they able to travel there to participate in the program, or are there other locations, around the country that have some of these programs that they'd be able to participate in as well?
Yeah. So with Warrior Week, we will fly people in wherever.
Okay.
So we're the only site that does a Warrior Week program. For Warrior Path, there's 13 sites around the country that teach Warrior Path. And we have, of those 13, two of them are mobile training teams. And we all work together. It's the same curriculum. It's just different locations.
Sure.
And so when you apply for Warrior Path, your application may go, you may apply through us, but it may get sent to the site in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on, you know, the needs and, you know, what availability looks like. But again, no matter where you apply from, it's free, no cost to come to Warrior Path. We pay for your flight, and then provide all meals and everything and lodging when you come. And so.
And that's excellent too, because I wanted to bring that up. I suspected that was what the answer was going to be, but I just want to make sure, especially for the listeners who might be sitting there thinking, I wouldn't be able to afford to make it to Georgia or, mm-hmm. you know, to some other place. But, you know, all of that is covered. So there's really, you know, meals, all the flights and all the things that are associated with it, all that stuff is taken care of for you. There's really no downside, right?
No, it's just a lot of times when I'm doing the calls with people before they come to camp, I hear so many times, I don't want to take a spot from somebody who really needs it. And I'm like, you need it. The spot is yours. The hardest part is for you to apply, to do the interview, and then show up. That's the hardest part. So just getting people to apply and know that this program is for you is the biggest hurdle I think I face.
I'm glad you mentioned that, actually, because I know just through talking to veterans, you know, even something with like their VA disability benefits, they have that, oh, well, I don't want to take any benefits away from somebody else. Well, besides the fact that that's not how that works, but that's the mindset that a lot of us have, is that, well, I know there's somebody else who's worse off than me.
Mm-hmm.
And that person deserves to go to this to get better and get healed and whatever. And I'll sit on the back burner and I'll wait for my turn. But there's, in our minds, there's always somebody who has it worse than us. And so we're never going to go if we use that mindset, and we're never going to get better. And going back to that community mindset that you mentioned earlier, if I go, let's say use me as an example. If I came and I went through the Warrior Path program, whether it's at your facility or, you know, some other facility around the country, I go through the program. Now I have these skills in my back pocket that I'm carrying around with me and I can utilize throughout my day. And I see somebody else who's struggling and I can maybe, you know, offer them that same advice and help them work through whatever it is that they're working through. So not only is it helping me, but it's helping me help somebody else. And so, you know, for those listeners who are still like, well, yeah, sure, but somebody else has it worse. You're right. Somebody else probably does have it worse. And you may know that somebody. It may be someone who's close to you, maybe someone who you really care for, and they may come to you for help. And what if you don't have those resources and you don't have those skills to help them? Where are you going to send them? How are you going to help, you know, get them, you know, on the right path, for lack of better terms, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So by doing that, you become that resource for somebody else. And this network kind of blossoms and grows, and you now have that ability to help someone if they're at that point where you described you were, before going through all of this. You know, if you know somebody like that, why wouldn't you want to be as good as you could be for that person? So, you know, even if you don't think you're as bad as the worst person who has it the worst, okay, fine. But maybe you can help that person.
Mm-hmm.
So why not, right?
Yeah. I have my arms, I have my legs, so I'm not that bad off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, we don't, there's not a trophy that we give to like who's been through the worst. If you're struggling and you're stuck, then why wouldn't you take a chance? And it's all, and you talked about that service mentality as warriors for, you know, first responders, veterans, even active duty.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us joined the service because we wanted to help others. We wanted to give back. And so you're absolutely right. We call them expert guides. Once they leave PATH and they go out there in the world, they're their expert guide. They're the ones that are going to be there. And the majority of our referrals are from people that have been to the program and that say, hey, I see you're struggling. You need to go to this program.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, Facebook, social media, everything doesn't do anything really justice compared to somebody that's been to the program and that says, hey, you should go.
Well, and especially when you hear it from somebody who you trust, who you know, you have a prior relationship with that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had a Facebook ad or, you know, Instagram or, you know, whatever social media ad, and it just popped up and said, hey, warrior, go to this thing if you're feeling, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm probably going to scroll right past it.
Right.
You know, to be perfectly honest, because you see so much crap that's out
so
there.
Much.
And how do you filter through all that noise? And you tend to start ignoring it. But if I had a buddy, if I'm really struggling and I'm having trouble with things, and I have a buddy who comes over to me and is like, hey, you know, I went through this program and really I was dealing with some very similar issues. This is what it did for me. This is how it helped, you know. And be like, okay, well, yeah, sure. Maybe I'll give it a try, you know. What's it going to hurt? You know, if I go through the program, even if worst case scenario does nothing for me, okay, fine. I got a trip to, you know, for a few days to wherever it is that, that the program is located at. And, you know, okay, fine. Check that box and move on to something else. Right. But, don't just do nothing. Right.
Right.
So,
which is easy for us to do. And, and we do, we have this, I call it an umbrella of hope is the way I kind of describe it. Because with the PATH sites and the PATH program that we have, under Avalon Action Alliance, we have 7 sites around the country that assist with TBI. And so that's another kind of piece to the puzzle as we kind of look at it. Because with TBIs, either you were diagnosed with one and then you get like a yearly checkup, or you get some medicine or something like that to help with migraines. But there's really not a lot of treatment out there. And so now we have these TBI centers that you go for a 3-day evaluation with a 3-week treatment, again, free, no cost to you. And then we also have a substance abuse called Warrior's Heart that we work with. So it's 3 pillars that fall under this Avalon Action Alliance.
Okay.
So with Warrior's Heart, it's substance abuse and PTSD treatment. So, and there's 2 sites around the country that do that.
Well, excellent. Because again, not everyone's dealing with the same thing as everybody else. There's some people who have more complex issues. They have other things going on that may be layered on top of whatever mm-hmm. the trauma is that they are dealing with. And you're right. You said this before. There's no trophy for who has it worse. We all have it different. And I've used this analogy before, too. If you and I are both drowning and you're in 10 feet of water and I'm in 100 feet of water, it's not like I drowned worse than you did.
Exactly.
We both drown. It sucks. Yeah. And we both are going through the same, similar terrible situation. One is not worse than the other. They're just different. And, I think it's okay to just recognize that they're different and that we might have different needs. I might be further out from shore. So, okay, fine. You gotta get a boat to go get me, and you're a little closer. You might just need to throw a life raft or something or a life ring, with this lifesaver thing. So, those are 2 different things that might be happening. The resources might be a little bit different. Like you said, there's those pillars, underneath that allows those folks who have a little different needs to be able to get the help that they need.
Totally.
But I think the important thing to take away is that there is help out there, that you can try something and, it'll help get you to that growth mindset versus that stuck in the mud mindset. And, I think that's where we want to be. We want more people to be that way, right?
Absolutely. We had a participant off of this last program, and he is 60 years old. And he's like, how come I'm just hearing about this program now?
Mm.
And I'm like, great question. And he's like, and I'm like, okay, we're not looking back. We look back to understand and not to blame. But he's like, I wish I would have had this years ago. I wish I would have had it, as soon as I was getting ready to depart the service. I think of all of the tough times I kind of caused my family, my friend, myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have just had this, wow, I can only imagine what would have been different. And here's this individual that's 60 years old that is like, I can't believe I'm just hearing about this now. And I'm like, it's never too late. You can, if you want to, you have to just take that step.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter, what era that you served in, whether it was, recently in the more recent Iraq-Afghanistan wars, or Vietnam, or even older Korea, and things like that. You might be carrying around some pretty heavy baggage. Let someone help you carry that, right? And figure out how to deal with it. So, well, I think it's been, amazing speaking with you about everything that, the Warrior Path program has to offer, Camps on the Ground, the other programs that are available through there. I think, this provides another tool, another resource for people to use to get the help that they need. It's not something standard and typical that everybody thinks about. I guess I got to go to the VA and go to therapy or get medication or things like that. Those are the things that I think pop in people's minds right off the bat, but that's not the only thing that's out there. And so, highlighting programs like yours is, to me, it's very important because, if people don't know about it, they may not know that it exists. They don't know what they don't know. And so shedding some light on this, at least to put that in the back of their head, maybe they don't need it, but maybe a friend or a family member needs it, and they hear about it and they can mention it to them and kind of lead them to the right direction to get the help that they need. And so I do want to Thank you for coming on and sharing about it. Before we wrap up, though, where can people go to find out more information about the programs that you offer and, you know, Warrior Path and everything else?
Yeah, so we kind of, like I kind of mentioned, there's 13 sites around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go to our website. You can go under Warrior Path. You fill out this request for information, and then what will happen is that you will get then a secondary email that you fills out the longer application. So you could start there. If anything, you could go to Boulder Crest's website and fill out an application through Warrior Path that way. Again, you know, if you come to Camp Southern Ground, you could fill out also the application for Warrior Week the same way, request for information. You'll get a secondary email, and then you can fill out the application from there. And then what happens from there, again, with Warrior Path, your application, if you're in California, it may go to Washington State because that's where we have a site, or down to Arizona. It's never a guarantee you'll come to Camp Sand the Ground. But then what will happen at no matter what site you go to, then the next step is an interview. And the interview isn't meant to dig up the past. It's just to tell you a little bit more about the program, answer any questions that you have, and then to see if that's something that they're still interested in. And after that, we look at the schedule and get you scheduled to come. And then that's really about it. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. Easy. Yeah. It sounds very easy. And I like that too, because, you know, especially people who are on the fence, you don't want to make it unnecessarily difficult to get into a program like that. And so, so wonderful. And I'll put these links that you mentioned in the show notes for the listeners. If they're interested or know somebody who might be interested, those links will be there for you. You can grab those, click through, or copy and paste them to send them to somebody else, whatever it is that you need. Check out the show notes for all of that. But again, Stephanie, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I really do appreciate not only you coming on the show, but also the things that you do with the Warrior Path program and all the programs that you have to offer, you know, to help facilitate that post-traumatic growth mindset that that really will help encourage people to seek out better things in their future. So thank you again. Do appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing and giving us the time. So it's my boss always says that it's the one thing that we all have the same amount of is time. So, mm-hmm. So thank you so much for that. And I hope to see you come to PATH someday. So
sure. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.